Well, hello guys, how are ya? Hey, I've had enough Peroni, and I still got some more, so I'm okay. Do we live in a gynocentric society? Well, you tell me. As you know, I've got a UT channel as well. But there's loads of comments that kind of disappear. Some of them don't even get to the post. And what are the ones that get censored? Well, if they're probably going against the narrative. And I'll tell you the ones that get disappeared. They're the ones that actually criticize or tell the truth about a femme. None of the posts get disappeared if you're criticizing a male in any way. Only a femme. So that must mean the censorship is protecting the femmes, but not the males. If you have a UT channel, try it. You can say anything you like about a male. But try doing that with a femme. It'll probably disappear. There's also far more laws protecting femmes than there is males. Far more government programs for femme-based issues and support. There's a hell of a lot of TV programs, especially during the day, that are for femmes issues, not males. In fact, in the evening TV viewing, you may have a program, one, that's directed slightly towards males. The rest of the TV programs are pushed towards femmes. So take a look around where you are. Listen and watch. And then you tell me whether you think you live in a gynocentric society. That news item in New Zealand where this femme captain sunk a boat. A big one. The Minister of Defence is also a femme there. And she's protected her. It wasn't her fault. So is that a gynocentric society they live in? A society where femmes don't have to take responsibility or accountability, but males do? What type of society is that? Well, I don't know about you, but I think I've got my answer. You take it easy, guys.